Blog Talk Radio.
Back into your homes again, wherever that you're at, and we've moved up from 30 minutes now to 1 hour, so we're just real proud and real thankful that God has made it possible. So if you want to call in, be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. Call in and we'll put you right on the line here with us, ministering to the world. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, just reaching the world for Christ. So I see that we done got a couple done called in. So 770, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Well, Lord, this is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Brother John, I'm glad you called in there. Trying to get 770.
You have another one?
Okay. I'm sorry. 937, I'm sorry. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. It's Sister Green and Brother Green here. Just looking forward and praising God for the hour that you have and be able to reach the world for Christ. And just enjoying this, what God is doing, and looking forward to hearing everybody tonight.
Amen. Well, we're glad that you called in. We're all speaking on hope tonight, so... You know, I tell you what, without the hope of God, we wouldn't have nothing. So just very thankful for the hope that God has given us. We've got some prayer requests here I want to make known tonight. The Miller family up in Kokomo, Indiana, he lost his wife there a few days back, and so... I talked to him this week, and he's really troubled. He's needing a miracle from God because he's got four kids. I don't know how many of them still home, but anyway, they're needing a special touch from God. And Brother Dr. Melvin Harder, the president of the Miracle Valley, Arizona Bible College, he's in the hospital, and I've not heard from him today, but as far as I know, tomorrow they're going to do gallbladder surgery on him, so he's needing a miracle from God. Talked to his wife her last night, and she had a lot of infection in his body, so he needs a touch from God. That's Dr. Melvin Harder. Then... want everybody to remember Overly Tilly. That's my brother-in-law. He's needing a miracle from God. So he's had a stroke, and so he's needing a miracle. So he's a Holy Ghost filled preacher, but you know the devil attacked, and so but God is still greater, and we've still got hope that God's going to heal him, going to bring him out. So without the hope of God, we wouldn't have nothing. So we've got that hope. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for the needs. Then we're going to be a ministering here. We're just going to obey God for an hour. We're just going to trust that God's going to bless, and we appreciate the Blog Talk Radio, appreciate the station. We've extended it for another extra 30 minutes, and by us doing that, they said that we've got another 5,000 listeners. So we just thank God for that. So we'll go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come in agreement right now, Father. Lord, that every one of these requests, God, that was given in, and Father, others, God, that's out there, Lord, that have the need, God. You know their hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know the needs, God, of each and every one that's out there, Father, in the radio land. God, we just pray that you will just touch them. Lord, that you will save, God, and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. And God, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's have Brother Timothy Dockery to sing a song right now, and then we'll get right back into the Word and ministering here just in a few minutes. So just obey God. So let's just worship as Brother Timothy sings.
Against my soul, Jesus is my harbor of hope. torn and tattered ship on the voyage across the sea. I found this place of quiet rest and everlasting peace. My soul is in the heart.
So we're going to have one here in a little bit of a guest singer. But anyway, right now, Brother and Sister Green, you just want to go ahead and testify there or obey the Lord a little bit there, then we'll get Brother John to come in and do some preaching, and we'll just obey the Lord.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother Green. We just... here to enjoy your broadcast, and I know we can say a few things, but we just wait a little bit later in the program. But you know, we're looking for a hope that is to come, the blessed hope of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's an anchor to our soul today that we can, you know, we can anchor into because we believe in the resurrection. If we just had hope in this life, then we would be. It would be pretty miserable. You know, I think the Apostle Paul, he talked about that over in 1 Corinthians, about if we have hope in this life. Let me see if I can find it here. Chapter 15 says then, which verse is that, Joanna? 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. So he was talking about a resurrection, and so we're looking forward to that resurrection, because in this life we have troubles, we have trials and tribulations, and we go through things, and many of us are sick in body many times, and, you know, we have a hope of seeing Christ one day, and we know that when this life is over that there'll be no more heartaches, and you know, there'll be no more pain, and the former things will be passed away. But, you know, we're looking forward to that day. We've not seen it yet, but we know that it's coming. And I'm just thankful to be a Christian today and know that I have a hope. And though things might go bad in this life sometimes for people, there's a better day coming. There's a better world the Bible talks about. You know, I think it was in the book of Hebrews, Abraham was looking for a better country. And he could have, you know, he could have turned back and disobeyed God, but he went out not knowing where he was going. And he was looking for a better country. And the Bible said he was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And I'm looking for that city tonight. I'm just going to turn back over to you, Brother Yearwood, and just be glad that you're Christian today, that you have a hope, and that hope is steadfast and sure. And, it, you know, the Lord will do what he said he would do,
yes,
and we
amen.
Just got to hold on. Just good to be with you.
Man, it's glad to have you in there, Brother Green. I see you're in Springboro, Ohio.
Yeah, Springboro, Ohio.
Yeah,
we're part of a heavenly, it's called the Heavenly Highway Tabernacle. And we have a real good little church over there and just thankful, you know, to be a part of it. And it's 5990 Michael Road, Middletown, Ohio. So if anybody's out there listening, we'll come. We have good services and the Lord moves and we're just glad to be a part of it.
Amen. We're glad that you're in there tonight. Brother John, come on in there and tell us about your church and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. It's a privilege again to once again bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our church is in Thompson, Georgia, 114 East Main in Thompson, Georgia. And we'd just like, if you're in the area, to come and be with part of our services here in Thomaston. Amen. The most important thing tonight is to bring forth that word of the Lord Jesus Christ and then to get it out into all the world. You know, we are speaking upon hope tonight. And the word hope is actually means an expectation. You're expecting something. Amen. And, you know, even in the book of Acts there, we're talking about the man who was impotent and laid outside the gate beautiful. Amen. There was an expectation every day they'd come and people would come and give alms. But hallelujah, there was one day that Peter and John came, amen, to the temple. And he heeded unto them, expecting earnestly. There was a hope that even though he lied there every day in the same condition, giving the alms there, that one day they gave him the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're here tonight, to give you the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight's message is out of the book of 1 Peter. The title of tonight's message is Begotten Again Unto a Lively Hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, started with verse 1, and we're just talking about here, Peter wrote this epistle to the strangers that were scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. These were all provinces in Asia Minor. These were Roman. Some of them were Roman provinces that Peter began to write to them. That the word stranger actually means pilgrim. These were believers who were scattered about these different provinces. And Peter began to give the word of the Lord, the word of the apostle, and the foundation of them. Verse 2 talks about the elect. In other words, those that were chosen, the chosen of God, and those that were in the chosen one, which was the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that this was the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification, the setting apart of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling into the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Verse 3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy, that a great mercy, that word abundant there means just great, overflowing with his mercy. By his abundant mercy hath begotten us again. In other words, we were born again. We were born again into a lively hope, a living expectation. And here's how we were born into that born again into that hope, that expectation, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In other words, this became all new at the resurrection, at the raising of life to the Lord Jesus Christ on that day when he resurrected on the third day. We were born again unto a living expectation. It was brought alive, and everything that comes from the resurrection from that time forth is made new. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 13, the Bible says, For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constrains us. In other words, the love of Christ takes hold of us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. All of us were dead in trespasses and sin before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, before that hope was made new, that inheritance was made new, all things were made new. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, and that he died for all. The Lord Jesus Christ died for all that was ever born, that will ever be born, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. You have to understand that the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that if the Lord died for every one of us, that we all should live unto him, not to ourselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. There was a resurrection. There was something that was made alive. The Lord Jesus Christ arose again. Verse 16, went henceforth. In other words, from this time forward, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ. In other words, they had come to have known Christ in his flesh. They've seen him made manifest in the flesh. Yet now, from this forward, henceforth, now we know him no more in the flesh, because that flesh died when it hung on the cross. That flesh was crucified. The fleshly man was put away. It died to rise up to a new hope on that third day, on that new expectation. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. There's a new creation. When you come under the Lord Jesus Christ, the word Christ there means the anointed one. When you come under the anointing and come into Jesus and come into the resurrecting power of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a new hope. You are begotten again into a lively hope. You're begotten again. You're born again. When you come into Christ, when you come into him, the Bible says, behold, all things are become new. We need to know, amen, hallelujah, that the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, hallelujah, hallelujah, chapter 6, verse 5, says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, in other words, we've been crucified with Christ, it's not no longer us that live, but Christ that lives within us, the anointing lives within us. Christ is our hope. We're born again under the power, under the Spirit. He said, in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. In the beginning, we were made in his likeness. Amen. From the very beginning. And what this does is there's a restoration. When we've died with Christ, we now have a new hope, a new resurrection, a new inheritance. And I'll get to that in a minute, but the Bible says, knowing this, in verse 6 of Romans chapter 6, knowing this, in other words, coming to the knowledge that our old man is crucified with him, that old man is buried with him. Water baptism, spiritual baptism is a representation of burying the old man. That's burial, that the body of sin might be destroyed when we're crucified with him. We've got to take up our cross daily. The Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Believers have to start. The first thing they have to do is pick up the cross. The first thing they have to do is die in the flesh, that they might live to the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that the Bible said that the body of sin might be destroyed the very moment that it's hung on the cross. This body of sin, this body of flesh is destroyed. That henceforth, in other words, from this forward, moment forward, we should not serve sin. Church, you need to know tonight, those of you that are listening tonight, you don't have to serve sin anymore. You don't have to live in sin anymore, because there's a new hope. You've been begotten again unto a lively hope, a hope that's alive. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, for he that is dead is freed from sin. The scriptures teach us, go back to First Peter. The Bible says, hallelujah, there in verse 4, says, to an inheritance, in other words, from the resurrection of death from the dead, to an inheritance, in other words, the goods, the property of that one who had passed away and died was given over to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. You can't touch this inheritance that the Lord Jesus Christ is giving unto his sons and daughters. You can't touch it. It's undefiled. It's incorruptible. And that faded not away. This inheritance will not go away. You will not lose it. It's not like the prodigal son where he came in and got his portion of the goods and spent it with riotous living. This is an inheritance that cannot be touched, but is reserved in heaven for you, every one of you. Underneath the sound of my voice, there's an inheritance that cannot be corrupted. There's an inheritance that is undefiled by flesh and not touched by man. That fades not away. It's reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. This inheritance is for you now, presently, and is kept by the power of God. We need to know tonight, Amen. Over there in Ezekiel 37, amen, there's a vision that he gave the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel, and by the Spirit he took him into the midst of a valley which was full of bones. And he caused them to pass by this valley, amen, and the valley was an open valley, and it was very dry. You need to know tonight, amen, the Bible says in Proverbs 17, verse 22, that the merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. What Ezekiel saw in the vision here, amen, was a valley of dry bones, and they were very dry. And God answered, asked him in verse 3, can these bones live? But Ezekiel answered him and said, Lord, God, you know whether these bones can live again. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, he began to tell him, and he said, he told him to prophesy unto the bones that are in verse 4. And he told him, he said, the word of the Lord. And he told him, he said, say to them, hear the word of the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord to the dry bones. Church, tonight we need to speak the word of God into that which is dead so that it can live again. The old dry bones that have been broken by a broken spirit. God says there's prophesy, speak inspired word into these bones. And the Bible says, he told the bones, he said, behold, I will cause breath to enter to you, and ye shall live. He spoke and he said, you're not tired, but you shall live. You need to know tonight, those are the needs that's out of my voice. You're not going to die. You're going to live. The word of the Lord is going to come into you. It's going to raise you up into a better hope, into a lively hope, into a new expectation. The Bible says, he said, in verse 6, he said, I will lay sinews, that's the tendons, and bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. So then he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. He prophesied to the bones the first time, and there was a noise. You need to know that even on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, the Bible says there was a noise and a sound, there was a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they're sitting. You need to know tonight that there's a hope that wants to fill the house. He wants to fill the house of God with his hope. He wants to fill the house of God with his spirit. And it said unto them, it spoke in tongues of fire, and they spoke as the Spirit of God gave the others. You need to know tonight, and the Spirit of the Lord wants to speak, as the Spirit will give the others tonight. And the Bible says there in verse 7, so as he prophesied, there was a shaking. You need to know tonight, there's a whole lot of shaking coming together tonight. And there in verse 8, there the Bible said that he put the sinews and he put the skin, but there still was no breath in them. Things were coming together. Some of you underneath the sound of my voice, seemingly things are coming together. The Bible says in Romans 8:28. That all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Some things begin, but there's still no life there. There's a body and it starts coming together. Here's a body without breath. Amen. And it'll come there. Without the Spirit of God tonight, we're nothing. But tonight, as the Spirit of God in the Bible said, he said in verse 9, the second thing he prophesied to you, first of all, he prophesied to the bones. Now he prophesied to the wind. Bible says that in verse 9, when he prophesied to the wind, he said, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Those that were dead in sin and trespasses, the wind of God, the breath of God was coming upon the land. He spoke unto the four winds, the north, south, east, and the west. The angels of God hold back these winds, but they held back. Amen. They stepped aside, and the breath of God, the breath of the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus breathed on them in John chapter 20. He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost, and he breathed upon them. You need to know that God is breathing upon these people. He's breathing upon them. He's speaking to the bone, the structure, the body, to come together, and now he's giving you his breath. He's giving you, he said, receive you his spirit tonight. Those of you that are hearing the word of God tonight, receive you his spirit. Why? Because there's a lively hope. You've been born again. Your sons and daughters, amen, born again to a new hope, a new expectation. And then the Bible says, so he prophesied as he was commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. These bones lived again, and they stood upon their feet. Church, it's time for you to stand up on your feet as the breath of God comes. The Bible says in Genesis that he breathed in the man, and man became a living soul. You need to know that the Holy Spirit is breathing upon the church, bringing it to new hope, bringing it to this beginning of valley of dry bones, but now it's an exceedingly great army standing upon its feet. Amen. And a hope, and a new hope, and a new life, and a new creature, that because all things becoming new. Then the Bible says there in verse 11, he said that the Son of Man, he said, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Those that have struggled with God, those that have held on, behold, they said, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. That word there, hope, in the Old Testament means, and the expectations were a cork. And in other words, that which they held on to was now cut off away from them. That lifeline, that biblical, that umbilical cord, that was their lifeline, now was cut off, had been cut off. That's why their bones were dried. But you need to know that that lifeline has been restored. He said, I will restore to you the years of the cankerworm, the palm worm. Amen. And the locust of that, the great army is coming. I'm doing a restoration. I'm doing a ministry of reconciliation. He said, there's the first thing you prophesied to. He said, prophesy in the name and say, thus said the Lord God, behold my people. He prophesied to his people. He spoke to his people. He spoke to their bones. He spoke to their flesh. He spoke to them to have breath. And now he's speaking to his people that you are time. He said, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. I'll bring you to a place. I'll bring you out. God is speaking to you tonight and saying, I'm going to open your graves. I'm going to open your places of death. The Bible says in John chapter 5, I believe it is, he said, there'll be a day when you will hear my voice even in the grave. Hallelujah. Lazarus heard him in the grave, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. In a few days, he would have been nothing but bones. But you know what? That didn't happen because the resurrection, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I bring to life.
Yes.
Verse 13, I'm going to end it up here. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. The Lord Jesus Christ is bringing you out of places of death. He's opening up the graves and bringing forth a resurrection when he begins to speak to his people. Many of you are in graves, and the graves have said in Proverbs, there's not enough. Those graves are opened up to hold your bones. But you know what? Tonight, these bones aren't going to hold you. There's no grave going to hold your body down. Because right now, those of you that are underneath, we're without hope and we're cut off. The word of God is coming forth to you. And you're coming in forth and standing in forth and seeing a resurrected army begotten again into a lively hope with an inheritance that no one can touch, no one can defile, no one can corrupt. And the Bible says, and I shall put my spirit in you, and he shall live. This is a prophetic word to those of you that are listening tonight. God is going to put his Holy Spirit in you, his Holy Ghost in you. It's going to dwell, it's going to live in you. And when it lives in you, you're going to live and shall place you in your own land. He's going to bring you to a place of promise. He's going to bring you to a land of promise, flowing with milk and honey. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. You're going to know tonight there's going to be a performance. Begotten again unto a lively hope. Call the host. Let him know that this word of God is getting into your spirit and you're living again. None of you tonight is without hope because your hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. We're going to have another song here by Ronnie Branham, the next generation singers. And their phone number is 770-262-4720. And that's the next generation of the Branham family. So, now, this is a group of singers and a minister that will take the roof off from atop your church by the power of the Holy Ghost. So, as you're listening to them, and take that number down and give them a call. They'll come to your church, and you better be ready to get your shouting shoes on because they're an anointed group of singers. I go and listen to them every chance I get. So, as they come on to sing, go ahead and turn them on there.
Hey!
Branham family, the next generation. They do a great job every time they ever sing. So that number they've got is 770-262-4720. Give them a call, our brother Ronnie, and be glad for them to come and sing in your church, just to worship with them. The Branham family. So if you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me tonight into Romans 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope, though the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, tonight I want us to think just a few minutes on the hope. You know, without the hope, we have no part of God. You know, the hope of glory through Christ Jesus, and if we'll accept Him as our Savior, we can have the hope. You know, I believe it's Brother Green brought it over there a minute ago about, if man only had hopes in this life, he'd be man the most miserable. You know, it's time for us to think, and it's time that we realize, praise God, that there is hope beyond this life. You know, if we only had hope in this life, we would be men of most miserable. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we have hope. If you've been saved, washed in the blood of Jesus, you've got hope in the other life. Praise God, I tell you, it takes hope. It takes hope for us to know that we have salvation. We're only saved through the hope of the glory of God, through the salvation. Titus 2 and 13, looking for the blessed hope and the glory appear, this is so small I can hardly see it, appearing of the glory, great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You know, in the 1 John 3:3, and every man that have this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. You know, praise God, every man that have this hope purifies himself even as he is pure. You know, I tell you what, there's too many today is confessing that they've got the hope, but they're not purifying themselves. They're still a dingling around with the world and the things of the world. And the Word tells us to come out from amongst the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. I tell you what, if we don't come out, we're not going to have the hope of the glory of God down in our life. That will change us. I believe the Word tells us, Paul said, behold, all old things passed away, and I become a new creature that's in Christ Jesus. That's the hope that we've got tonight, is that we have been saved, have been washed in His blood, and everything that's not likened unto Him has passed away. But praise God, God is looking for somebody that will purify themselves. If we got this hope of Him in us, then we need to purify ourselves. Matthew 5:48 says, be ye therefore perfect, even as my Father which is in heaven perfect. That's the hope of glory that we've got. We've got to live a perfect life. I know people says that there ain't no way that we can live a perfect life. But brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, we got to live according to what God's word said. And he tells us that we've got to be spotless. He's coming back after a church without a spot and without a blemish and without a wrinkle. And he's looking for you and I. Where are the church? It's not the building. It's not the building that we got that we go to. We only gather there to worship the Lord. But praise God, God is looking for somebody to have a pure heart and spotless heart. And without a spot and without a blemish, that's what God is looking for. And I tell you what, with the hope of glory, we can have that. We're going to have the hope of God in us. There in Romans 15 and verse 4, for whatsoever thing when were written before time were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. You know, praise God. We can have the hope of God if we're just, God said before the time. You know, I'll tell you what, we've got the hope of God. And, you know, we were known even before the foundation of this world. God give us the hope whenever we accept him as our personal Savior. I praise God that he give us the hope of him. And I praise God for that tonight. We can look in Colossians 1 and 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. You know, praise God. We know beyond every shadow of a doubt we have hope through the gospel. It's going to take the gospel of God's word to get us into the kingdom of God. And every one of us needs to repent of our sins and get our hearts right where God wants us and get the hope of glory down in us that we can go on for him. I just praise God tonight because I have the hope of that one day after a while that I'm going to lay down this old life. And when I lay it down, I praise God, I'm going to take on a glorified body and I'll be shouting down the streets of gold because that is the hope that I've got, because I find it in the word of God that we're going to have a glorified body, and that's going to be worth it all one day after a while, is receive that glorified body. That's the hope of glory that we have. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Green, you want to come in there and say something, or Sister Green, come on in there and obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, it's Sister Green. Brother Green stepped away a minute. But I was thinking there in John 3, it says, there was a man of a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. The third verse said, Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter
into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said and what I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeneth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. And I was thinking how in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have more abundantly. Jesus said that if you enter up any other way, the man is the same as a thief and a robber, and he is the door, and the only way we can be saved is we've got to go through the door, which is Jesus Christ. And, you know, there's many denominations out there, many religions out there, but they're trying to get up another way, go up another way. They don't believe in Jesus, but he's the only way. He is the ultimate sacrifice. He is our hope. His bodily resurrection is someday we're going to come up out of the ground if we go by the grave, and one day the last trump's going to sound, and they that are remain is going to be changed in a twinkling of an eye, and God's going to raise up our mortal body, and our spirit's going to go back in our body, and we're going to be changed to be with God. Praise God, we're going to be lively stones in that city that John out of heaven saw, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. And that's our hope in him, that we're going to have a bodily resurrection. Some religions say that the body was done away with, but I got news for you. His body was raised up, and he was in the Holy Land, and they all saw him and saw that he was real. And there on the road of Emmaus, their eyes were holding. But when he broke the bread, they knew that this was the Christ. And they said, didn't our hearts burn within us? Praise God. But they knew who he was when he broke the bread. Hallelujah. I praise God. There's hope in him. All we got to do is call upon him and ask him to save us of our sins and repent. I tell you, wages of sin is death. No longer do we have to have a priest to take in the blood sacrifice of the unspotted lamb, because Jesus is that perfect lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Yearwood. I tell you, we're going to be on Friday night at 11 p.m. If you want to be with us, we're only on for about a half an hour, but we sure appreciate you, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. We appreciate you too. Come here, Stephanie. I'm going to let Stephanie sing a song here. Go ahead and sing. Sing loud.
I tell you today of the goodness of the Lord. There's nothing good in me that I should gain a reward. Just by the kindness and the favor he has shown. Not by my works or anything I earn. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of his mercy, I've been born again. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? Nothing but grace. I am what I am by the grace he gives to me. It's goodwill and favor to me to increase. Caught out with darkness, his wonderful light. I'm blessed beyond measure. I owe him my life. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. What else can I say? Nothing but grace redeemed by his blood. My sins are erased. What else can I say? Nothing but grace. Nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of his mercy, I've been born again, redeemed by his blood. My sins are erased. What else can I say? Nothing but grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And the 8-year-old girl there, the one that's our foster daughter, is singing, and the other one's going to come and say something. I don't know just what she's going to do, but she's going to say something here. So This is Betty.
Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Come in there and witness again there for the Lord and tell us about your church there.
Well, we're in Thompson, Georgia. We're 70 miles, south of Atlanta, Georgia. We have services on Sunday morning at Sunday school at 10, regular service at 11, evening services at 6 p.m., and we have Wednesday night midweek service at 7 p.m. If you're in the area here, we would love to have each and every one of you, and amen, and we're just glad for the opportunity to be able to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ and the privilege to the whole world. We thank the Lord for this opportunity that we can come forth, and he has given us this opportunity to speak his word. We're just humbled by the experience that the Lord brought forth, and we ask that all of you just continue to pray for us, that we'll be able to continue to do this works and just for greater works. Outpouring of his spirit in his latter days, amen. And he said he would give us the former rain and the latter rain together in the first month. Amen. And we believe that he's going to do that. This is outpouring of his spirit, and I believe it's a present time for a present day revival and resurrecting power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing in our lives and in the lives of others. And,
amen.
We do have
Lord. Appreciate that.
Pardon?
I appreciate that, and I appreciate the testimony and the word of God that you bring forth, and appreciate Brother and Sister Green bringing forth the word. And you know, I tell you what, the hope of glory is the only thing that we've got. And we need to really dig in on the hope and find out, you know, the hope that God has given us and the salvation that he's given us. It's all through hope, you know. Without the hope, we wouldn't have nothing. Without the hope of God, we wouldn't even have no salvation. But thank God. We all got hope of one thing. You know, if we don't have the hope, we ain't got a thing in the world. You know, if you go to your car, you hope that your car will crank. You've got faith in that car that when you stick that key in there and turn it, it's going to crank off. And that's the way it is. We've got hopes of that one day after a while, whenever the death comes to us, that we're going to lay down this old body. It's going to go back to the mother dust of the earth from whence it come from. But we've got the hope of glory that we're going to have a glorified body, that we're going to walk down the streets of gold. We're going to shout down the victory one day after a while. And Jesus told us, he said, where I am, there you may be also. And we've got that hope that one day after a while that we're going to be in the kingdom of God. He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you, and I will come again. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. We've got that hope tonight of that one day after a while we're going to move into our new mansion. And, you know, I'm looking forward for it. You know, the only thing I think about is just leaving my wife and kids behind. But praise God, whenever we get over on the other side, it'll be worth it all. Just the hopes that we've got this day and time, and just hold it on to God that one day after a while that we'll make it in. I see that we've got 2 minutes left, so we need to pray and pray for the people's needs. That's out there. We've got several people that is listening. I know they're listening, and so we run surveys and see how many that's listening from time to time. So we need to just pray for people and pray for their needs and pray for their salvation. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you right now, God, Lord, as humble as we know how, Father, We bring these souls to you, God. You know every need, Father, that's out there in this studio. God, every need that's out there, Father, that needs salvation. Lord, we pray that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, them that's sick and afflicted, God, we pray that you will save them, God, and heal them and make them whole, Father. And Lord, we pray for Brother Bobby, God, tonight, Lord, as he stands and ministering this funeral, Lord. God, that man that went passed away, Lord, we pray for that family, God, that you will just touch them and meet their need, Lord. And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' holy name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I appreciate each and every one of you for calling in and ministering tonight. I know that somebody has said something, has touched somebody's life, has touched their soul. So they're saying we've got 60 seconds left. So we just praise God for you and appreciate you, Brother and Sister Green, for calling in. Brother John, we appreciate you calling in. And just tune in next week and see what God has got for 1 hour. I've enjoyed them tonight. I've enjoyed the service. Appreciate the wonderful spirit that's been on it. So God bless every one of you. And so we'll be talking to you later on. So God bless you. And we love you. And bye-bye.